with a little bit of music from the 1984 film The Terminator. That's Brad Fidel with a little help from Tawny Kane and Triangles with Burning in the Third Degree. If you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station, 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567, or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. And you can also try me on the internet with MSN Messenger, and just type in the Visions and Sound email address and try and find me that way. So, moving right along to the next of the soundtracks that I'll be playing, and it's getting down to it here. We're getting getting close to breaking the double digits, and I'll be getting down to 9 hours remaining. Anyway. Bless you. And with that in mind, James Brown here in the studio was sneezing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's force of habit. I'm sorry on that one.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Anyway, moving on to the next of the soundtracks I'll be doing is from the 1989 film Batman, a huge hyped film, one of the early sort of darker takes on the comic book hero. Batman Begins comes out very, very soon. I think it's next month. I'm pretty sure it is. If it's not later on this month, it might be later on this month. I'm not sure. I'd have to check for sure. Anyway, Batman Begins is looking pretty good. I think it's Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard that are doing the music on this one. But Danny Elfman seems to have written the book on how to write music for Batman. At least he thought in the beginning, anyway. Elliot Goldenthal replaced him for Batman Forever in 1994 and continued with Batman and Robin. So, and also there's a little story about him writing the theme for the animated series, but I won't get into that here. His music is phenomenal, and this was his sort of his first big foray into movies. He had done some Tim Burton films before, like Pee-wee's Big Adventure and that kind of thing. So this was, like I said, this was the big foray into movie music. So this is Batman, the original, or the 1989 version anyway. Jack Nicholson made an absolutely wonderful Joker, and without further ado, here is Danny Elfman's score to Batman from 1989.